98 FM, 615. It's Phillips and Company. Mostly cloudy this morning. Some clouds this afternoon. Breaking through, a little sunshine. High today near 60. Not quite so warm tomorrow. 55 now at 6:15 in the morning. Kind of a little toasty here.
Yeah. 55.
Good night, everybody.
That's Tom Brokaw and Harry Carey mixed into one. Greyhound's got a new slogan now after tossing off that 80-year-old woman from the bus, the one that had the puppy in her lap. Go Greyhound and leave the public relations flat. Thank you very much.
Break continue.
Thank you. I have not been drinking.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I have not been. I know it's Thanksgiving.
Denial is the first sign.
Yeah, that's eggnog-scented coffee.
Denial is the first sign. Yeah, you're going to be floating down denial.
Denial.
Go Greyhound and leave the public relations fiascos to us.
Yeah! Was,
thank you. Newsweek artificially whitened the teeth of septuplet mom Bobby McCoy for its cover, but the magazine says it was not trying to mislead the public or do any inappropriate dental work. A spokeswoman for Newsweek says our technicians made an effort to lighten a very dark area on the cover photo.
Yeah, no kidding.
And by the way, the Weekly World News retouched the baby's photo to give a couple of them two heads this week.
It's only fair. She's got teeth from Vlad Sepish, man. It's scary.
Boy, I tell you what, if you're going to have seven kids, have a set of dentures standing by. Woof. Alabama highways are going off the metric system. The state transportation department there says they plan to remove 36,000 kilometer markers from Alabama highways and go back to using mile markers. Officials said they never could convert the down the road a piece signs.
Yeah, 5 kilometers to Rock City just doesn't work.
Michael Jackson and his wife Debbie Rose says they're going to name their baby girl Paris because that's where she was conceived. Or they might name her London because that's probably where the guy who impregnated her is living now. A school bus driver in St. Charles County has been fired after she let some children on her overloaded bus try to push it out of the mud when it got stuck. Yeah. Nobody was hurt on the bus, which was overloaded with 82 students.
Golly.
82. You kidding me? When we were children, we rode buses with 200 kids, 50 miles each way, and we liked it. And we got stuck in volcanic ash and stuff.
Volcanic.
You weenies.
Yeah,
thanks. Help me.
You're welcome.